Now, if you're a Valentine's Day kind of person, and the way I keep saying that probably tells you more than you need to know about whether I am or not. But if you are a Valentine's Day kind of person, what did you get up to last night? Now, if you're all coupled up, you probably spent some time with your loved one, spending around $315, according to finder.com.au. But if you're what Bridget Jones might have called a singleton, you might have turned your hand to online dating for a look in at love, or at the very least, a fun night. Now, if you did, the odds are good that you had a negative experience, according to an online dating survey from security company Norton by Symantec. Nick Savides is a security expert with Norton. Nick, according to your survey, nearly 70% of Australian online daters have had a bad experience. Now, what are we talking about here? Like a poorly chilled Chardonnay or discovering someone's a One Nation voter or a little darker than that?
Unfortunately, Nick, it can be a little darker than that. Yeah, what we find is of negative experiences, it is a very high proportion. 70% of people who have used online dating do have negative experiences. And those include things like dealing with fake profiles, having identities stolen, or dealing with people who are catfishing them. And this is a really big concern for people using these services.
Now, we hear a lot about catfishing. Can you just define it for us quickly?
This is, fortunately, it's only about 12% of people using online services fall victim to catfishing. And this is where a person is tricked into having an online relationship with someone who is has set up a completely fake profile and completely misrepresents themselves, tricking the person to thinking they're actually in a relationship with someone who doesn't exist.
Now, this sort of stuff's getting really sophisticated. I mean, this isn't easy to pick, is it?
Unfortunately, it's not. It's very, very difficult to pick this sort of thing up. About half the people who use these services, they get a little bit suspicious, but that means there's a bit 50% of people out there who really struggle to pick when they are being scammed or when something is a little bit off.
Now, when we're talking about scamming, what are the scammers getting out of this? I mean, are they just playing it for the trolls, or are they actually getting sort of, you know, something significant away from these people?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's no longer about the lols or trolling people. It really comes down to dollars.
Wow.
And that's the scary part. This is a pretty big business. Like you said, there's a lot of money spent on online dating and on Valentine's Day and all these sorts of things, and people are often tricked into giving money to their imaginary, you know, the fake profiles out there. They're tricked into following links to malware where their computers are then infected with malware and their identities are stolen or their bank accounts are compromised. It really does come down to the dollars.
I imagine that when you have been stung this way, how do I put it? I mean, you might be a bit embarrassed. Are people reporting to the correct authorities when this has happened to them?
Cybercrime in general is fairly well underreported in Australia. People feel as though they've got nowhere to go. There is the added aspect of being embarrassed about using these services. And people shouldn't feel embarrassed too, but they just don't know where to go. So there is a huge problem with under-reporting.
Nick, what are we doing wrong? Are we just giving out too much information?
I think so. I think we're a little bit too trusting and a little bit oversharers, if you like. Australians in general, we tend to share too much too early, and we give away a lot of information about ourselves that allows someone then to craft an attack against us.
I think that's what interests me, because we're not talking about you suddenly going, oh, wait, you know, here's my credit card, here's my CCV. They're actually just getting dribs and drabs of info, aren't they?
Correct. And that's what makes it hard to pick up, because they are getting dribs and drabs of information, and then they stitch that all back together on the other side, and they can use that to run their attacks against you. And you don't notice it because it's happened slowly over time.
Nick, just to finish off, are there any really simple tips and tricks for keeping a bit safer without having to avoid online dating for people who are still in the market?
So, yeah, there are some good tips. First of all, don't be too trusting if you see a sob story. Be a little bit suspicious. Don't hand over money straight away. Try and verify the identity of the person you've been talking to, you know, look for photos, do reverse searches for those photos, ask to see a little bit more information about the other person on the other side. If you're doing something like a web chat, a video chat with a webcam, be conscious of your behaviour, because we have seen people end up doing webcam chats and then putting themselves in compromising positions. And be very careful with any links that are sent to you in those chat windows on these online dating services, or in the messaging that comes through those, because they can often lead to sites that are infected with malware.
Nick, thank you very much. Not so much love doctor as love triage, I think, but thanks very much for walking us through that. I know you've got a flight to catch. I'll let you go. Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much, Nick. Enjoy yours.
Thank you. Nick Savides there. He's a security expert with Norton by Symantec. Couple of tips and tricks to make sure that you can still be looking for love online and not get stung the wrong way round.